During September and October of 1938, Lionel Hampton was with the Goodman Quartet in Chicago at the Congress Hotel. Gene Krupa had left and Davy Tuff had taken his place. Here is Opus 1/2, recorded on October 12, 1938 in Chicago. Same date of October 12, 1938, Benny Goodman, Teddy Wilson, Davy Tuff, and Lionel Hampton, Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you. October of 1938, the Goodman Band returned to New York and opened at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel on Wednesday, October 26. Davy Tough missed the opening, and he was summarily fired. And once more, Lionel Hampton filled in on band drums. After a couple of weeks, Benny hired Buddy Schutz to handle drums. On December 29, 1938, John Kirby was added to the quartet on bass, and they recorded Pick a Rib, part one on one side and part two on the other side of a 78 RPM record. Thank you. because there was very little quartet recording, and it wasn't until April 3rd of 1939 that Lionel had another all-star group in the recording studios. This time he picked from the Goodman Band and Cab Calloway. On trumpet was Irving Randolph from Calloway and Russell Procope on alto sax, along with Jaime Schutzer from Goodman. Jerry Jerome had replaced Bud Freeman in the Goodman Band. Clyde Hart was on piano, Alan Roos from Goodman on guitar, Milt Hinton from Calloway on bass, and Cozy Cole from Calloway on bass. But the most notable participant was Chew Berry on tenor sax from the Calloway outfit. I Can Give You Love.
Give you diamonds or sable. My pocketbook isn't able, my dear, but I can give you love. I can't help you see the bright lights, nor give you a penthouse high, but I can give you lovely June nights. Darling, true love is worth the stars above. Is my heart, it will be yours forever. And when you say that we'll never will part, I can give you love.
Society. We'll be right back. arrangement was by Fred Norman, and the bass clarinet solo was taken by Jaime Schutzer. On that same date of April 3, 1939, here is It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing.
Let it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. It makes no difference if it's sweet or hot. Just give that rhythm everything you got. Don't need a thing if you ain't got that swing.
Schutzer and Russell Prokop, alto sax, Jerry Jerome and Chew Berry, tenor sax, Clyde Hart, piano, Alan Roos, guitar, Milt Hinton, bass, Cozy Cole, drums, and of course Lionel Hampton. April 3rd, 1939. Johnny, Get Your Horn and Blow It.
Get your horn up going. Dee what, dee what, dee what. Johnny, get your horn a going. Never mind the corn we growing. Johnny, get your horn a going. Dee-what, dee-what, dee-what. The drummer will beat it, then repeat it. Better get moving. Get yourself seated when you heat it. Just swing right out and get in the groove. Johnny, get your horn up going till the early morning. Johnny, get your horn up going. Dee-what, dee-what, dee-what.
Hampton really liked the way Chu Berry played, and so 2 days later, he had Chu back in the studios with the same rhythm section, Clyde Hart piano, Alan Roos guitar, Milt Hinton bass, and Cozy Cole drums. April 5th, 1939. Shufflin' at the Hollywood. Thank you. And here's another take of that same one, Shufflin' at the Hollywood. Denison Swing. Thank you. And here's Lionel again on the piano, but with Clyde Hart playing the bass piano. Alan Roos on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, Cozy Cole drums, and Chu Berry on the tenor. Whizzin' the Whiz, April 5th, 1939. Chu Berry, Clyde Hart, Alan Roos, Milt Hinton, Cozy Cole, Sweethearts on Parade, April 5th, 1939.
To join their fun, but they bomb me. It takes more than one to make an army. Do the da do the. How I find just to fall in line with the sweetheart on the ring. Thank you.
interesting things about that tune. First, it was written by Common Lombardo. And second, Lionel Hampton recorded it with Louis Armstrong when Louis was fronting the Les Height Band 8 years previously on December 23, 1930. At the time of this recording, Chu Berry, who was with Cab Calloway, was the chief challenger to Coleman Hawkins. Chu was considered one of the very best tenor sax men on Fast Numbers, and Coleman Hawkins himself had a great deal of respect for him. The Benny Goodman Band was going through some pretty heavy personnel changes at this time, and there was very little recording of the quartet. They did, of course, continue with their Camel Caravan broadcasts, playing theaters and one-night stands, so Lionel was kept busy, particularly after Buddy Schutz left and he had to take once again over on the drums. It was not until June 9th, 1939, that Lionel had his all-star group in the studios again. And once again, he had Chu Berry on tenor sax, with the same rhythm section we've been hearing, Clyde Hart, piano, Danny Barker was on guitar instead of Alan Roos, Milt Hinton, bass, and Cozy Cole drums, plus Ziggy Elman, Jaime Schutzer, Russell Prokop, Jerry Jerome. If you reverse this cassette, you will hear this group and much more of Lionel Hampton.